فقیس دل دا بادشاہ رج کے پلاندا سی میرا ساقی سی دل دا بادشاہ رج کے پلاندا سی نرندی ہوش پی کے سی جو میں خانے چاندا در تے ویکھے پنڈت پائی کئی ملا پیندے اودے در تے اتے ویکھے پنڈت پائی کئی ملا پیندے او ہر پیالی چ بھر کے مستی ملاندا سی میرا ساون سی دل دا بادشاہ رج کے پلاندا سی نرندی ہوش پی کے سی جو میں خانے میرے ساقی دے لکھائی نوے دستور کی دساں میرے ساقی دے لکھائی نوے دستور کی دساں اوکھیاں بند کروا کے نوی دنیا وکھاندا سی اوکھیاں بند کروا کے نوی دنیا وکھاندا سی میرا ساقی سی دل دا بادشاہ رج کے پلاندا سی نرندی ہوش پی کے سی جو میں خانے چوندا سی میرے ساقی دے میں خانے چلک ساقی کمرم سی او ساقی محرم گیت گاندا سی او ساقی میں پلاندا سی تے محرم گیت گاندا سی میرا ساقی سی دل دا بادشاہ رج کے پلاندا نرندی ہوش پی کے سی جو میں خانے چوندا سی اونوں مل کے گناہگارا نو دنیا بھل جاندی سی او رب دا نور سی سونا ستیاں جگاؤندا سی او رب دا نور سی سونا روحاں ستیاں جگاؤندا سی
اٹ از ریئلی اے گریٹ بلیسنگ ٹو میٹ say master man or God is man or man with the mouthpiece of God. God resides in the heart. He is the controlling power, controlling all creation and also controlling our souls in the body. You cannot run out of the body, you see. Even though you got neither purchase in the body, two eyes, two nostrils, etc. So those who have become in tune, you might say, are the mouthpiece of God. God speaks through them. Now the words appear to be coming through the gullet of a son of man, but he is quite conscious, he sees that it is he who is speaking what is being inspired, you see, by that high power. He is not speaking at the level of the intellect, but what it comes of itself, it goes on saying, you see. So, you find those thoughts which come of itself, they're always perfect. You have such a new master, yes?
That's all right,
to meet with such a master, you see, at whose whole God is speaking, the very God is within us too, his soul has arisen from the bondage of mind and matter, he sees the controlling power within itself. Generally we find all people who say that they have met God, you see, they simply say at the level of feelings. Feelings are our own make. Sometimes out of feelings man arises into emotions, and sometimes we come to some conclusion as a matter of inference. So truly speaking, we have not seen him. Of course, we are just taking at the level of our own self. So all these three, feelings, emotions and inferences, they are all subject to error. Seeing is above all. So the man pole at which our soul works, soul is the spirit of God, spirit in man, environed by mind and matter. Those who have risen above it by self-analysis and become conscious co-workers, that is he who is controlling us all. But to me such a personality, you might say, the Son of Man is a great blessing. He appears to be a man like a flag, all others. He has got the same two eyes, two hands, outer sensation, but our souls are embedded and the mind, outgoing faculties, we are identified with them so much so that we have forgotten ourselves unless we rise above these. You may sense, rise above senses or rise above body consciousness. Just unless we are reborn into the beyond, we cannot become conscious co-worker of the divine plan. Such like people, whenever they come to the world, they are conscious. They never say, I am telling this and that. They say, this is the Father in me who is working. The same power is within us because our souls, as I told you, under the control of mind, mind is under the control of outward faculties. We are identified so much so that we have forgotten ourselves. So when our such masters come, you see what is their job. He is man among men, son of man, but he is something more. He is in tune with God, and in his company, he just raises other souls which are tied down to the mind, our going faculty or senses raise above them, open the inner eye to see God, you see. God in action, in expression, you might say, what is God word. So sometimes such like souls, the God word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. For me, such a master, while living in earth, is a great blessing. God is competent to raise our souls above the senses. A little thought of him, what you cannot attain in years of penance. Seeing is above all. And truly speaking, theists are those who have seen God. So Son knows the Father and others whom the Son reveals. They are true theists. All others, truly speaking, they are not yet become theists. They have their own feelings, emotions, and draw inferences to come to some conclusion, but they have not yet seen. We believe in God just as we have read in scriptures. Scriptures speak of the experiences that the masters have with in their lives, in their contact with God. So that's a fine record of all these things by reading them that give us an interest, you see, create an interest in us to have the same experience with our own selves. The scriptures are there to create an interest within us. Unless we can have the same experience of our own selves, we cannot be truly convinced. So whenever the masters come, they say, don't believe what the scriptures say, or anyone says. You can take them as an experimental maya, but unless you see for your own self the same experience that they had, at least to some extent, you cannot be fully convinced. To me it is such a grand, what, any word you might use with it, such a Son of Man, at whose power God is working, speaking in tune with that, and he has the competency to raise others too to that level to have some glimpse of God. So such meeting with such a master is really a great blessing. First of all, to be have a man body, it is also a great blessing, because it is the highest in all creation. And the highest aim of a man's life is to know God. And to know God, we must know our own self first, because it is the soul that has to know God. He cannot be known by the outward faculties, mind or intellect. One student came up to Ramakrishna Paramahansa, he's well known, saying the Master of Swami Vivekananda. He had a book in his arms. He asked him what it is. He said, well, Master, it is a book which gives how matter is made. And just smiling, he said, all he squeezed these leaves of the book and see how many drops of water can come out of that. It is only to show the scriptures give you fine record, they are worth in tons of gold and emeralds, because they contain the experiences what the masters had in their life with God that create an interest within us. And that's their scope, that's it, actually. But they cannot take us to the experience. That experience you can have within your own divinity of man body. Unless you enter the liberty of a man's body, you cannot have an experience in him. That is why all masters who came in the past scriptures which are a fine records of their experiences, they all say, body is the temple of God. By reading scriptures, you have an interest created in you to see God. And there it ends. And if you come across with somebody who has that experience, everybody, many of them will come to you and say, yes, I've seen God. That's all right. Two difference. But two definitions of a true saint is that he is competent also to give some others some experience of God with him. And that experience is had only when you rise in body consciousness. So all the methods that we have adopted to know God, reading of scriptures, first of course, they have their value. Just performing certain rites or rituals, custom, that is according to each custom of each country. That, of course, their work, you prepare the ground for that. They're good actions. But still, all books, all scriptures say, all masters say, that God is within you. Kingdom of God cannot be had by observation. Why? Because it is within you. Unless you enter within, where you find contact, controlling within you, your soul with the body, you cannot find him. That very power is also controlling the whole creation. So it's for that purpose we have to know our own self. All masters who came, that is why they said, know thyself, Christ, old Greeks, Guru Nanak and all of those. So knowing self is just liberating our soul from mind, outgoing faculties, I say senses, to rise above senses, killing our intellect too, then a sort of transport arises in which you can have a glimpse of God. That's a matter of pure self-analysis. So the hint that she was just reading or to you, that is the praise of the Master, you see. He says he is the king of our hearts. He was intoxicated, you see, with God, and whoever met him gave a little dose of intoxication to him too. Not to the senses, but to the soul, you see. So such like was the Master moving on earth, like a man, son of man. There is a difference between a son of man and a God and man are a Master, you see. So those who are son of, they are conscious of the same. There's some other power working through us. Some people ask Christ, you always speak of the Father. It would have been much better if you could have let us see your Father. And they said, he grew a little indignant over it and said, well, I'm sorry, I've been so long with you, amongst you, you did not find that it was the Father working through me. You are conscious of the God power working through you. So, the criterion of such a Master is, he does not only see himself, but he enables others to see. As I told you, Son knows the Father, and others whom the Son reveals. It is a sort of revelation, which already exists within you, because of your being given up to all outward senses, you see. So much so you identify with them that you have forgotten your own self, who you are, what you are. First thing is just to retrace our steps, you see. Just coming within, withdrawing within, and then rising above body consciousness. This is matter of pure self-analysis, you see. This is what is called in scriptures, learn to die so that you may begin to live. At the time of death, soul leaves the body, lower portion, and comes at the back of the eyes, and then you leave the body. Your levitation is not a levitation. That very experience is your daily life. You can have contact with God in expressive power, not God absolute mind. That. So when you become the mouthpiece of that power, so such like Son of Man is called Master. With him, when you meet him, he is competent to raise you up, the physical and the astral, open the inner eye to see what? Light of God. God is light. So he was just singing the hymn that our Master was great. One with him, whoever went to him, he was himself God intoxicated, and let others also have a dose of intoxication, you see. And the greatest feat he did was, he made people sit and asked them to close their eyes and just gave them an experience of rising above body consciousness to see light. And that is the greatest feast of him, you see. And any master, lectures can be given by anybody after a little training. Of course, with due deference to all, that is something, speaking of something, and seeing something, is a vast difference between the two. One who sees, he can others enable others to see. Though they were talking at the intellectual level, they would give so many, I mean, findings of the saints they have got, interpret them at the level of their understanding, I mean, intellect. So they are not definite, you see. They say at their heart of heart, they see, they do not see. How can they make others see, have the same experience, you see? So, requirement is that why all masters said, beware of the false prophets, who come like lambs, but they are ravenous wolves. This is they had to say, because there's two masters are few. They have been, there are, one is not without them, but they are. To come across such a Son of Man or personality who's got that experience and is competent to give experience to others, to be such a great soul, you might say, spirit in man or God in man, a great blessing. Of our own self, can we see him? Yes, of course, if we can rise above sensing. So what all we do, all our reading, writing, performing certain rites or rituals, saying prayers in one way or the other, they are all at the level of senses. Unless you rise above senses, you are already identified with the senses that you have forgotten yourself. And all methods that you use for that purpose, those are also concerning you at the level of the senses too. How can you rise above senses? That the grace of God alone, as a reaction of the past, some people do have sometimes some experience, but that's a regular science, I would say, what the masters teach and give. They do not simply give them some lecture or talk on a certain subject, but they do give them some experience to start with. Take the example of a man who is very much well versed in the principles of business. He comes and gives a talk to the people around him. Very wonderful talk, quite appreciable. But the poor fellows to whom he is giving the talk, they have no money with them. What is your lecture do? If he gives them some capital to start with, only then some good will come out of that. So this is what it is. Lecturing is something else. Reading of scriptures, performance of rites or rituals, these are the elementary steps which are meant for the preparation of the ground. The due deference, they are good actions, but still we have to take a step further to rise above the level of sentient. That is why all masters are appropriate. Learn to die so that you may begin to live. Except you be reborn, you cannot enter the kingdom. That is with you. That's all. There are so many mansions in the house of our father. He said, there are planes and planes of different densities. You rise above them until you reach the true home of your father. And this much can be done only in man body, which is considered to be the highest in all creation, and that fortunately you have got. Now we have to see, for that purpose we have joined various schools of thought called religions, social bodies, only for that purpose in you have we had that aim achieved. Is it good? If not, so that's a golden opportunity we have got on the land body, in which can we know him and no other body. Masters have come in all religions. They gave out the same teachings, of course, in their own language, prevalent at the time when they came. Now, those sayings and experience form the subject of our scriptures. Now to understand them, to have the right import of them, we need somebody who has got the same experience and has gone on the same way. He will only be able to give you right understanding, right import of the scriptures. Others who will just give at the level of their intellect, there are vast differences between one and the other. The man who has seen or who is competent to ask, so let others see by raising up them up from the level of physical and astral body, he is called a master in the true sense of the word, as given out by all masters. To talk, you may be an age in all the nations, but to have experience of God in life, that's a great blessing. So, he was just singing about your master, you see, all masters, you see, say the same thing. We came in all religions, we cannot say it is a reserved right of one religion or the other. God is for all. The school of thought was just raised after the masters came. So, at the intellectual level, that is why we have got so many versions of the same thing, because they have not seen it. Those who have come to this building, you know, they are like one photo, they are the one thing, the radio, there are so many things. Well, if you go away to your own different countries, you give the statement of what you saw in the building, what you had. You give, of course, in your own language, but selling points will agree. Matter of detail, some might be giving more details of a certain thing, the other might omit something. Those people who have not seen this place, they are reading those books. They have run down what is all this, this cannot be reconciled, what is what. So if any man who has seen this place and those books are rendered to him, oh yes, I have seen it like that. Because they have seen. So what the masters say, you see, they have seen. They say what they see, not as a matter of feelings or emotions or inference. You, with due deference to all, seeing is above all. The seeing comes to the soul, and the soul is analyzed by self-analysis, you may say by rising above body consciousness or senses. You cannot have an experience of your own self. If you get it of your own self, self-knowledge precedes God-knowledge. The sayings of Master are very clear on the point. You see, they see and then say. If those under all intellect you have it sitting, you will find for your own self, unless we bear testimony of our own self, You cannot be truly convinced. But she was just singing of the masters, praising all masters who came from time to time. They come to guide the child humanity, to have some time with them. For our own, what Mohammedan saint says, if you do your penances yourself for the sake of God for 100 years, that will not give you so much blessing as when you sit by a master saint, you see. If you are sitting, you will be, your inner eye will open to see the light of God. So this is a subject before us, irrespective of whether we belong to one religion or the other. That makes no difference. All religions are good. To remain in some religion is a blessing. If you leave it, there will be corruption. Or you will have to raise up another school of thought. Well, there are already so many religions existing. They were raised after the masters came into the world. There are formations. Naturally, you find there are formations resulting in stagnation. And stagnation sometimes results in deterioration for want of practical persons who know the way. The result is now we are worship of the same God. The same thing has been given by all scriptures. Pity it is that we are not in the full know of other religions, you see. They have experience of their own religion. That also at the level of intellect. That is why they are not able to do full justice to the work. So we need somebody even to understand the true import of scriptures. Who is somebody who has known the way or knows the way? Because we have seen the Satans, those masters who saw and gave out their experiences and formed the subject of our scriptures, they only can give you right report. What is the difference? Why are there so many different schools have came into being? One rises, he says, this is my view. Some 100 or 200 people follow him, they form a new sect. But that's the cause. Otherwise, those who realize, see God, they say the same thing, and they said the same thing, and make others also have the same experience. And great in some way, saint or a master lies in the fact that he is competent to give you some experience of that reality. So philosophies deal with theories, and mysticism deals with reality. So those who are themselves caught up with reality, they are competent to give you some experience also to start with. Then we have to dwell further. Rome was not built in a day, of course, but we have something straight out. Caught up with the reality with at least to the absolute God. So in a digest form, this is our aim of life. We have dwelt physically, we have dwelt intellectually, but the third side, our own self, is very much ignored, you see. We know little hardness. We know intellectually about the scriptures and the things that is only food to the intellect. Your intellect will join. But that has not been able to satisfy you, you see. Because the third side, you must advance with you today. Reading scriptures form part of the intellect, you see. You know certain things, your brain is full of those saying what the master said, what you have not yet seen. So to be, I would say, you know so many scriptures by heart, you see, that cannot make you a saint. For you something knows intellectually. But unless you have experience of the same thing, you cannot be neither be convinced yourself, nor you can make others convinced of it. If you're thinking of the play of the master, that will treat you at the good fortune to fit. He was competent to give all one and all, learned and the unlearned both, whoever came to him, some experience of sort. That is raising up of the level of physical and natural body. To open the inner eye, what is called the single eye, if thine eye is the single, thy whole body shall be full of light. For light is there, God is light. It is not intellectual light, it is truly light. So this is what we had at the feet of the Masters, that God's power or Christ's power or the Guru power, what is called, that never dies, everlasting. Whoever wanted come in contact with that power, they also have everlasting life. For this purpose, we have done the various schools of thought, and now we have to see how far we are advanced. I think we are sitting, we had the man body for the last some 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 years old we are. We have to see where else we have achieve this object, that is good. If not, we should do something more to have that experience in life. To say that we will have this experience after death, well, where is the proof of that? Excuse me, the word in hand is better than two in the bush. If you are learning that now, even after leaving the body, you remain the same. You see, you do not become a prophet. I'm going out of this room, I'm the same what I'm in the room. So those who have dwelt, have advanced spiritually in man body, that's the golden opportunity that we have got. We got in this man body only we can know God. We know God in this life, that we can have only when we rise above body consciousness, we learn to die so that we may begin to live. St. Paul and others say, I die daily. St. Paul says, I die daily. And Guru Nanak says, die 100 times a day at least. It is not the death that takes it to the grave. The grave is the practical self-identity rising above body consciousness. It's a regular science that 2 and 2 make 4. And you can have it in this man's life if by God's grace you come across somebody where God power is working, you see. So have a great blessing. If you're singing, only that, you see, that our Master was a great, was a truly king of our hearts. We had that God intoxication, and we were competent to give others also intoxication by simply giving them a sitting. Close your eyes, little thought impulses, raise them up, and they, I mean, bold testimony that there is light of God. So this is the ultimate goal of a man's life, for which we have done the various religions. All religions are good, they have truth in them, Master said, the truth personified. Whenever they came, they gave the same experience, the same life, about they were themselves about it, they were personified themselves. That is why it was said, already said in all languages, of course, by Master, world was made flesh and dwelt amongst them. Unless the word personified, how can it give us the contact with the world? Intellectual man can give you only experience up to the intellectual level, not more. Those who see, they can give you an experience to see, you give testimony to it. So you'll find it is a great blessing to have man body. It is still further great blessing if you meet some son of man at whose home that God is working. So I have the same. All of them sat at the feet of our Master, they had it in these days. Only not without them, after God is the same power. We are all His children of God, those who hankering after Him. There's food for the hungry, water for the thirsty, demand and supply is law of nature. When fire burns, oxygen comes to help. Those are really entering after God. It is God who makes an arrangement to bring contact somewhere where he can derive this very benefit of personal experience. So blessed are you all, you see, I would say, those judge some religion for that higher purpose, noble purpose. The only thing we have to see how far we have advanced, whether we achieve that very object for which we did join the very school of thought. You found that truth, that's all right. That is what it is, that definitely science has 2 and 2 make 4. But it's only possible to have it when you come across somebody who has got that experience and is able to give you that experience. Greatness of a master lies on the only the fact, not in giving lectures, talks and wonderful, I mean theories, but who is able to give you some contact with the God, in action power, with the light and sound principle.